When you think of nature, you probably imagine something big. A forest, a river, a mountain. When you think of life, maybe a tiger, a bee, or a tree comes to mind. All of that exists, of course. But there is an older, tougher, more active universe that is rarely talked about. An invisible world that is right beneath your feet, in the earth, in the leaves, in the roots, in a spoonful of soil. You don't see it, you don't smell it, you don't notice it, but without it, you wouldn't be here. That world is called a microecosystem. As the name suggests, it's an ecosystem in miniature. A place where millions, sometimes billions, of tiny living beings coexist, feed, reproduce, collaborate, compete, and profoundly affect their environment. They don't need rivers or mountains. A drop of water trapped between two particles of soil is enough. The gut of an insect or a speck of dust in the air is enough. But why should you care about this? Because these microecosystems are not secondary. They are not on the sidelines of the story of life on Earth. They are the origin of that story. They were the first to arrive and will likely be the last to leave. They are what make trees grow, oxygen circulate, nutrients reach your food, and your immune system work. Every step you take on the ground activates a living network that sustains life as we know it. To understand this universe, you first have to break a mistaken idea. That the important life is the one you see. What is visible is just one layer. The real activity is at the microscopic margins. There, in the tiniest places, key processes happen that make the big things possible. An ecosystem is, at its core, a network. It is a system where different living beings interact with each other and with their physical surroundings. There is a flow of energy, an exchange of matter, cycles that repeat. A forest is one. A puddle is two. But when we talk about microecosystems, we mean networks that occur on an extremely small scale. Often invisible to the human eye, but just as complex and active. In a single gram of fertile soil, there can be more living organisms than there are humans on the entire planet. And that is not an exaggeration. Some estimates put it at up to 10 billion bacteria, fungi, protozoa, and archaea per gram of soil. They do not live loosely, as independent entities, but rather as structured communities. They cluster together, divide tasks, create balance or disrupt it. Some specialize in breaking down organic matter, others in fixing nitrogen from the air so plants can grow, still others act as guardians, defending their neighbors from invading organisms. That is how a microecosystem works. Thousands or millions of microscopic species sharing a small space, each playing a role, all affected by what happens around them. We chose to start this series by talking about soil because it is, literally, the foundation of everything. And yet, it is also one of the most ignored elements on the planet. When we see it dry, dark, or dusty, we take it for granted. We step on it, move it, pollute it without much thought. But that soil is much more than inert earth. It is a dynamic, fertile system with constant cycles of birth, transformation, and death. Inside it, true underground cities of microscopic life develop. There are tunnels created by earthworms that allow water and air to pass through. There are bacteria that turn waste into essential nutrients. There are fungi that form extensive networks, called mycelia, that connect the roots of different trees, allowing them to exchange resources. We could say, without exaggerating, that most of nature's vital processes begin in the soil. What grows above depends on what happens below. A fascinating detail. Even though it may look uniform, soil is full of distinct microenvironments. Between two particles of sand, there can be enough difference in moisture, temperature, or acidity for certain bacteria to thrive and others to die.